The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
If you eat right, does it have to be a miserable experience?
No. In fact, it's a lot of fun.
Can be fun.
Yes, it's very, very tasty. The food, you know, fast food was invented by God, right? Mm-hmm. Oranges.
That's
apples.
Do you want to look younger and live longer? Coming up on Life Today, Dr. Francisco Contreras uses biblical principles to help you increase your lifespan and feel better.
James Robinson, and my wife Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Now we've got Dr. Francisco Contreras with us. I love this guy. And I want you to look at the title. This is good now. This is going to help you. Look younger, not just live longer, look younger. Now I've just had a birthday. That's my 73rd birthday. Yay. How about it? I made it another year. That's, you know, hey, listen, one of my doctors said that's good when you consider the alternative. I got another birthday. But 10 steps to reverse aging and live a vibrant life. Reverse aging. I hope that's not just a ploy to sell a book. I know this doctor well enough to know he doesn't do that. He really wants to help us. Would you welcome Dr. Contreras back to Life Today? Doc, it's been a while. How many years since you were here now? It's been more than
probably
9 years. Yeah. Nine years. More than it fly.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you notice that as you get older, that the month is like a week? It flies.
It goes really fast. Yeah.
And really, a week is like a day.
Yes.
And the seasons is like a month.
I mean,
are you at that point where you're beginning to see
that? Yes. But my granddaughter yesterday, she's 7. She told me, "Grandpa, you're not old. You just dye your hair gray."
You know what? Our oldest grandson, who's now married, he said to my foster mom, Mrs. Hale, who gave me, you know, a home. She mm-hmm. and her pastor husband, they gave me a foster home that I lived in for part of the time. Well, she was here, and Luke was about 3 or 4, and it was kind of sitting by her, and she said, we called her Mimi Bell, and she said, "Give Mimi a big old kiss." He said, "Mm-mm." And she said, "Well, why not, Luke?" He said, "'Cause your face is cracked." Can you fix that with this aging situation right here? Can you deal with the cracks?
That's one of the purposes, but that's not the main purpose.
Okay.
The main purpose of this message of hope to us, especially Christians, is that we have biblical principles that can help us live longer and look better while we age, that we age successfully. That's the purpose of the
book. That's what they call aging gracefully.
Yes.
Yes, and this seems like it's with Betty, and they want to say, "You ever have some kind of plastic surgery?" No, she is not. There she is. What is the deal here? What's my problem?
The problem is she's been blessed.
And not just by living with me. Maybe that's what it was.
That's it.
Took all the pressure off. Do you know when people meet us, they all say, "Well, now that we know you, we're sure praying for Betty and living with you." And they focus their prayers on her, and I'm falling apart. All right, tell us how you can help us, because when you say look younger, and you can see some people, you know, I'm 73, and people tell me they think I'm handling it pretty good. And I'm telling you what, I'm a challenge. And so anything you can say to help me, there are other people watching who I don't think they're heeding much advice. I don't think they're doing much to, say, deal with the issues they face.
Correct. Well, I think that one of the biggest problems as Christians is that we overlook all of the biblical principles of health. We don't talk about them. We don't dwell on them. And there's a lot to learn about it. God designed us. And if we exploit, in the good sense of the word, God's design, we are going to fare much better. And in the Bible, he tells us what to eat, what not to eat.
And you believe that? You believe that stuff as a medical doctor?
Absolutely.
That it actually applies today? That wasn't just for the Jewish people.
No, because the laws are there to help us. They were abrogated. That is, before Christ, eating pork would send you to hell, right? After Christ, if you eat pork, you'll go to heaven sooner.
Is there no kind of pork? What about those baby back ribs? Is there any way we can bless them?
We can bless them, but still, it's going to have an effect. It took us 2,000 years to find out why we should eat pork.
Okay, tell
me. And the reason is that the pork, the pigs have a very short digestive system, and thus they can't get rid of the toxins. And so everything that we consume from the pork is going to be very, very loaded.
And you're telling me this in the year 2016, that what was written back then about them wasn't just some kind of religious ritual or tradition, that there's actually something in these little squealy things with a little curly tail having a litter after litter.
I'll give you another very strong example.
You're telling me they're a problem.
Yeah. You get on top of a 10-story building. The law of gravity will apply when you jump.
No doubt.
And Jesus died on the cross, and he abrogated the law. When you hit the sidewalk, you're going to have concrete evidence of the law of gravity. That hasn't changed. So all of the laws that are in Leviticus, and
the words... If it's a principle that's like the laws of God and nature,
yeah,
it's a principle that's there.
They will apply forever.
Okay, so now back to the pig.
So because they have this very short digestive tract, they can't get rid of toxins, and the meat is contaminated with toxins. So it's not good for us.
What kind of toxins? Like, what do they do to us?
Well, toxins that will make your body produce a lot more radicals, free radicals.
Okay.
And free radicals make us old. If you can avoid free radicals, you live longer.
What will you
better.
Do now to all the pork, you know, these baby back rib places and all these? If they take you seriously, I mean, these people need to start looking for a new job. Farmers get a different animal. Is there any animal?
Well, the Bible tells us which animals we can eat.
What about the cattle rib? I won't eat a rib.
Yeah, the cattle. God told us that we can eat the ox, but He says you should not eat the fat again. Why
and
not
that's
the
what
fat?
Makes the steak
because
so good.
the fur.
You could trim it off. You trim the fat off, right?
Yeah.
I like to maybe leave it in a bit.
For the taste?
Yeah.
You know, God's sense of humor was pretty good.
He thinks that's funny.
Yeah. Well, he says that the aroma is wonderful, right?
Yeah,
but you shouldn't eat it.
Hey, man, sometimes you're a little hard on us with all this stuff.
The good thing is. It's like a bank account, right? You are, when you're eating the wrong things, you are drawing money from the bank account. When you are eating the correct things, you are putting money into the bank account.
And you're saying this is the bank.
Yes. And it is not absolutely healthy for you to never make a withdrawal.
Okay.
So what's important is what you do most of the time.
Okay.
I don't eat pork very often.
The baby back ribs kind of.
Every once in a while.
You do once in a while is okay.
I'm trying to make all the sinners out here feel better.
And so just by following God's instructions, we will do better. We will live longer because we're going to be avoiding disease.
So we should take it serious.
We should take it very seriously.
Tell us some of the things that God said was good for us.
Well, for instance, one of the things, the way he talks to us is also by design. Mm-hmm. So if most of our teeth are not canine, so only four are canine, correct? So out of 32, that's about 11%. So that means that animal food should be only 10 to 11% in our portions. So it should be a lot of vegetables because all of our teeth are for vegetables.
And is the colorful vegetables, the brighter, good?
Yes, well, the color of the vegetable determines the formulation. And so that's why we should eat at least five colors when we have a salad.
Name several that would be...
Red, yellow, greens.
Okay, but what name some of those?
So lettuce, spinach, for instance, dark green.
I love it.
Tomatoes, mm-hmm. Bell peppers.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Excellent, excellent type
okra.
Of food. Source, yes.
Or what if you fry it?
It's not fried.
I don't know, but I'm look. Give me a chance.
When you fry them, you lose all of the protein value. But fortunately, not the phytochemical value. That is, the phytochemicals are the elements that are good for us, like minerals, vitamins, and all of those
things. So some of that will stay in there if you fry it?
It will stay
in there. Then what's the negative part of the fried part?
Then you lose all of the protein value.
Is the fried substance in that batter and stuff, is that in itself bad for us?
No, just the heat. The heat destroys all of the protein value. That's why the rawer you can eat your vegetables, the better. Okay,
well, name vegetables raw that are good.
Broccoli, celery, carrots.
Celery, carrots.
Not much raw broccoli, maybe. You got to dip it in a bunch of stuff.
He likes it as long as you have the dressing to dip it.
Correct. I'm a smart person. Yeah. Very, very smart. Hey, you see, we do need to be able to smile about this because it's reality, and I'm horsing around. But I want to tell you something. It's just like with Betty and me because I was very athletic when I was young and could always be doing something competitive. But as I've gotten older, let me tell you something. For us to go just a short distance to a fitness center, like say the weather's bad. It's even too hot to go for a walk unless you just swelter. For us to even go, it takes determination.
Yes.
And if you don't really believe that you're doing something essential, and I've said this to everybody that works with me, people I know, we and I have talked about it. When we get our heart rate up, we're doing a stair climber, okay? And when we do that, it's amazing what it does when the blood's circulating. Mm-hmm. In other words, we feel like there is a physical phenomenon occurring in our body. It's like we do automatically think better.
Yes.
You know, it isn't like all of a sudden it dawned on you. You actually do. It impacts you to where it does register.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking clearly. I'm not feeling like I need a nap. But a lot of times, though, when we've worked our body, we may take a nap and it's a deep rest. It's not like you're collapsing because your carbohydrates and all the sugar in our system has just sucked the life out of us. It's like everything changes. So I want to ask you, am I actually describing the kind of symptoms and the kind of phenomenon you want us to feel
that
physically if we do the right things?
The number one and two killers are heart disease and cancer.
Right.
Just by adding 5 portions of vegetables and fruits to your diet, you will reduce the chances of developing cancer by 60%.
Wow.
My goodness.
So imagine if you stop the junk by doing exercise, 4 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Walking, you don't need to do much more than that. The more you do, the better. You can reduce it.
It doesn't have to be strenuous. It doesn't have to be.
The more strenuous it is, the better.
The better. Okay, so but if just, you do weightlifting.
But according to your age, too, you have to be careful.
Exactly.
Because I think the tendency, I know it has been with us in the past, you think, okay, I haven't been doing it, so I'm just going to do extra on it. And then you're so sore the next day, you can't move.
Correct.
And then you get discouraged.
Yes.
You know,
so
there's a balance
sufficient
there.
Yeah, I'm watching her on the monitor over here. Y'all put her back on the monitor where I can see her. No, put her face back up on the monitor. I don't want to see me on the monitor. Look how radiant Betty looks. I mean, this is, I got to be honest with you. She's as pure as the driven snow. She's precious. She really tries to do right. And I think it shows. Would you say that she's same age as me? She doesn't like, why do you always tell everybody, she says, that you're just a month older than me? I'm only 1 month behind you. I catch up. Why do you tell them that? But do you see in her what you're wanting people to see?
Definitely. You're the picture of health.
Well,
no question about it.
Thank God for it.
And you know, the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You should continue to keep it a temple. You don't have to convert it into a cathedral.
Or a mausoleum.
So the way she is, that's the way that we should look. And you'll be healthier. And you'll enjoy life more. And you'll be able to serve the Lord much better when you're healthy.
How many people would think it would look out of place, unsightly, inappropriate to walk down the aisle of the church or your synagogue or wherever it is you worship, smoking cigarettes and blowing smoke up?
Exactly.
They say, oh, don't do that here. And yet they're sucking it, and it's damaging. Everybody now that looks at anything medical science offers knows that you are likely her dad died at age 49 from cancer and so addicted to the nicotine, he set his bedclothes on fire three times while he was dying of cancer. Mm-hmm. That's how horrible it is.
Yes.
And the same thing when you with drunkenness and all these
you
other things. You wouldn't do that
smearing
in the church, but you do it in your body, the temple.
And so that is precisely the message of the book, that by abiding by God's laws and His design, we can enjoy life much more for a much longer time.
You and I, we love God, and we love people. And you have been a miracle worker for an awful lot of people. And I want to thank you.
Well, thank you.
I believe if we've had a lot of fun talking about it. But if somebody says, okay, if you can show me how to eat, if you eat right, does it have to be a miserable experience?
No. In fact, it's a lot of fun.
It can be fun.
Yes, it's very, very tasty. The food, you know, fast food was invented by God, right? Mm-hmm. Oranges. Apples.
Bananas.
Hey, you know, it's the truth. It's hard because I like the salt on stuff. I can't believe watermelon really gets a lot of salt. But here's the deal. What I noticed is when I'd use less salt or no salt, I tasted flavors in food that exploded.
Exactly.
I mean, it was like biting into the tangerine, or the fruit or the grape, and it just explodes.
Yes.
Because you had not in some way diminished or quenched the beautiful taste that's there. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, and that's the way God made it for us.
Well, it's kind of like your taste buds wake up, don't they? I mean, they get...
The other tip is that one of the things that is making us ill is the amount of food, even of healthy food. Mm-hmm. We eat way too much than what
you
God designed
really
us for.
You didn't need to bring that up right here. I mean, if it's really good, a lot of it's just that
well,
much more
Well, if you want to do that, then a tip would be to fast 2 days a week.
Oh, God. This thing goes downhill fast.
Well, there has to be some self-control along with it.
Obviously, yes. Because God made us on a meritocracy.
Yeah.
Everything is by merit. And so our health is going to be based on merits, and merits take discipline, unfortunately. So, a lot of people say that fasting is not the best thing to do, but fasting is really healthy. And you cannot only...
You don't want to do it to the point you shut your metabolism down.
No, not at all.
I've seen some people take these long fasts.
It's too long.
Never get over it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's true that
God
Christ fasted for 40 years. 40 days.
It seems what it would feel
well,
like
for us. It would be like 40 years. It's not necessary, but a couple of times a week would be good. You know, and people can confuse fasting food from fast food. It's not the same.
One thing I think people need to realize there, because I've done these terribly painful things, when you fast, if you've been using a lot of caffeine. And then you fast, and that's not there. You tend to have a headache.
Yes.
And I think if you, ahead of time, stop the caffeine before the fast can really help.
And that is because we're addicted to caffeine.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of good coming out of your mouth. I mean, we're going to addiction.
A lot of truth.
Okay. It's just flowing. Don't we all feel better? Here's what I really feel led to do. Because when I tell you I love you and appreciate you, I admire you. And by the way, you've got a glow and a glory on you that you've had ever since I've known you. And it's still there. And you're nearly 10 years older than the last time I saw you. But your love for God and your love for people is beautiful. It's radiant. So here's what I want to say. The book is in the bookstores. You can get it online. Right now, what we're going to try to do, we're going to try to give some little children that have cleft palates, have terrible facial distortions, disfiguration. We're going to try to give them a smile. And we're going to try to put shoes, little shoes, on little feet that have ever had them. And what I want to ask you to do, now think about this, if you'd help us do that, and you say, would you mind sending me the book? Here's what I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that God will put a desire in all of our hearts. If what God tells us, if it really is best for us, and that's all the Father who knows best tells us, let's ask God to give us really the willpower with His help to do these things. Father, I pray for many people right now who are listening to us who could just take this simple, loving tip, this wise counsel, and apply it to their lives and add 10 years, not just 10 years of existing, but 10 years of meaningful, joy-filled life where they can see their little grandchildren grow up and maybe the great-grandchildren like Betty and I are seeing. Lord, I want that for our viewers because you want it. So let us be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name, I pray God gives you the desire to make the changes that need to be made. Would you say thanks to Dr. Contreras? What a blessing you are.
Thank you.
Doc, we're so excited about letting our viewers share what we call Christmas shoes and smiles. Now, we've got to really get a lot of help in a hurry because we want to give 150,000 little children shoes. They won't all be that small. Many of them are going to be in their early teens, and these adjust a little bit. I want you to watch. Just take a look at what we're trying to do and see if you don't want to make it happen. You'll hear Sheila Walsh talking about the joy of doing it. Watch closely.
It's been quite an amazing year. Through your help, we've been able to feed thousands and thousands of children. We've been able to put water wells in villages. And also a new venture, you probably remember, for the first time we've been able to work with children who have club foot. I mean, you've helped us change the lives of children all around the world. You know, at Christmas time, I know that you think of your kids and you want to do something really special for them. Well, I also know that you want to do something really special for children like these. If you look at this darling little one here in Angola, he's like every other little boy or girl I've seen. He has no shoes. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool to be able to let every boy and girl have their very own pair of shoes? Not just because it'll save them from cutting their feet when they run, but so many diseases in these countries come through injuries to the foot, like hookworm comes through the foot. So what a wonderful thing to do in this season, to say to little ones, like this little darling boy in Angola, hey, you can have your very own pair of shoes. So on behalf of my little brother, may I simply say, obrigada.
And that is so beautiful. God bless you, Sheila. What a blessing you are. Sheila said again this week, just send me to the mission field. And I mean, what a blessing she is. And I want to show you. We have these little Christmas ornaments that our staff and artists designed. It's a beautiful little shoe. And if you make a gift, any gift, we're going to send you one of those shoes. But then if you will make a gift, and by the way, think about this, a gift of $36 will give 10 children the pair of shoes, 10 of them. And we're trying to give 150,000 children. If you make a gift of $180, you're giving 50 children a pair of shoes. And we're going to send this beautiful gift box, and this is so pretty. And you take the lid off of it, and there are all the shoes that we've ever designed now for the 6 years, that because it's on your heart, we've been sharing shoes and smiles for Christmas. We're asking all of you who are watching to literally go to lifetoday.org, take your bank card, make the most loving gift you can, the largest gift you can. Or you can dial the number and use your bank card either way, online or on the phone, and just make the gift God puts on your heart. If you can help us share the smiles with the surgery and the shoes also, and you make a gift of $1,000, the surgeries, Betty, are about an average of $500. Some of them a little more serious, some a little less. But for that child, it gives them a whole new outlook. So whatever God impresses you to do, I know you're going to do it. And Betty, when I look at these beautiful little ornaments, and now we've got them hanging on our tree, and every year they just remind us of the joy of sharing love. I feel like our viewers are going to help us.
I feel like you will, too. To be able to give smiles to children that have not been able to smile, and then the shoes for their feet, they mean so much more than what our shoes mean to us. These shoes will protect their feet from a lot of cuts and bruises and especially diseases that can then work into their whole body, and sometimes they won't survive because of it. And these little shoes that you'll get, I just love them. I have some of them already, and I love to collect them because every time I look at them, they remind me of the precious little feet of these children, and that we've been able to do something to help remedy some of the things and challenges that they run up against in their areas.
Well, and I know Dr. Contreras could confirm, as we've had him as a guest this week, that hookworms come in so often through cuts on the feet, but they can also get into their little brains and destroy their lives, not only hurt their health. So we're actually talking about saving lives. Would you right now, very prayerfully and with compassion, lifetoday.org, use your bank card like a check, or dial the number. If you want to make a check, make it to Life. and know that's what you're giving. But call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. Thank you for doing it.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 150,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pair. And a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request this beautifully crafted blue metal shoe ornament, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. With your gift of $180 or more, you may also request this keepsake boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request our Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I want to say thanks on behalf of all the little children that you're going to give shoes and smiles to, Father. Father, thank you. Thank you for the love you share through our viewers, literal compassion that they just pour out on people, in Jesus' name. If you want to look younger and live longer, I mean really feel good while you're living longer, Dr. Contreras, in a very simple way, is helping us all. So I hope that you, if you want the book, you either go get it online or go to the bookstore, or you just help us put some shoes and smiles on kids. We'll be glad to send it to you. Once again, let's say thanks to Dr. Contreras. Thank you, sir. I want to talk to you a little bit more in another program. Are you good for that?
Yes.
All right. The doc's going to join us again. We're going to cover some bases. I think you're going to enjoy.
Christians are sicker than non-Christians. And I can't fathom that.
The spiritual impact of diet and exercise tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.